previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
From walking home after school to saving money for supplements and lifting scrap metal at his father's house, Mongezi Mata's efforts finally paid off after he was crowned world champion at the International Bodybuilding event. Good morning, Mongezi, and congratulations on the wonderful, wonderful achievement. How are you, sir?
Overwhelmed by the results, but yeah, it's sinking in now.
Listen, what was the bodybuilding event all about, and where was it held?
It was held in Slovenia on the 4th of June. So it was a 4 a.m. show, IBFF international show. So yeah, we competed with other countries for the likes of Croatia, guys from Slovenia, guys from India. So it was a whole lot of other countries, including us. So yeah, that's where I won my pro card as well. Placed first place in my division, over 90 bodybuilding.
And the reason why we're so excited and speaking to you, because you are from Algoa country, from the Edo region, isn't that, sir?
Yes, I'm from Edo. Edo in Valencia, one of the locations there.
Awesome. Mm. Mongezi, good morning, it's Lee. Listen,
morning, Lee.
You put the rest of us to shame, because honestly, there's obviously no excuse. Listening to your story, you know, using your dad's scrap metal to lift and to, you know, to get ready and to prepare and to get into the whole bodybuilding journey. So there's clearly no excuse for the rest of us. Tell us, it's been an incredible, incredible journey. Where did it all start?
Well, it started, I think it was in grade 9. That's where I fell in love with weightlifting. So, yeah, I used to play rugby at school, cricket, but it just wasn't for me. So I found love in bodybuilding. It just completed me. That's where I think I found my passion. So that's when I started then building my own weights with my dad's scrap metals. Mm. He had lots of scrap metals at home. So, yeah, the pathway was 5 rand at the time. So I found my passion then in weightlifting. Mm-hmm. So I used scrap metals, saved my bus fare, and then I started seeing results. From then, it never stopped. It went from then to varsity. It's been part of my life. It's become a lifestyle for me. So, and then in King Williamstown, I met a guy named Ulwazi Buso. So for me, it was just weightlifting. And then he brought me in and gave me a prep talk and said, why are you wasting your talent? Because you can become much more. Okay. And then that's when he taught me diet plans. He taught me everything, actually, about bodybuilding.
Oh, can you teach us that as well, please?
We are also bulking, but in the wrong areas. Just saying, you know. Hashtag. Listen, Mongezi, you have been an inspiration for inspiring youth for many years. What is your message to any potential bodybuilding world champion out there?
Yeah, bodybuilding requires a lot of discipline. It has taught me a lot. Regardless of my upbringings, regardless of my situations, regardless of the challenges, but if you place your mind to something, if you tell yourself that you can do it, and wake up and actually put in the work, it's all about putting the work. It's all about overcoming whatever comes your way, because anything in life comes with challenges. You can never achieve anything if you think you're just gonna smooth ride into anything. So you gotta accept the challenges. You gotta accept the hardships, and just keep on moving. Just keep on moving. Your faith will carry you to anywhere. It will. You can do anything. You can achieve anything as long as you keep your faith.
Mongezi Mata, we thank you so much. That message, very, very relevant, very inspiring indeed, especially considering that tomorrow is Youth Day. And I love that it really applies to absolutely everything, whether it's bodybuilding or your studies or, you know, starting out in the world of work. Thank you so much, Siyabulela Bhuti, and all the best for your future in bodybuilding.
Yes. And so is all of us.
Thank you for having me.
Cheers, man. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.